Welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rabbi Yosef Kushner, Dayan at the Beis Havad. Reuven has an Amazon store, and he realizes on Pesach that some of the products that he's selling contain chametz. Is he allowed to be nene? Was there issa hanah on the money that's coming in from these sales?
He should stop selling. So first of all, you're not allowed to sell chametz. That's the Issa Hanah. There's three kind of departments of the Issa Chametz. You can't eat it, and you can't have it, which is Bal Yirah, which we discussed, and you can't benefit from Chametz. Issa Deraisa, to benefit from Chametz. The most basic application is you can't sell Chametz and take the money. The person who realized that he has been selling Chametz, which unfortunately happens every year, not every year, but... So then, that money should not be taken. If he did not sell his chametz, and that's a separate discussion, did he sell his chametz? Because so many times I had the mechira, a mechira he does with a rav says all chametz. It's very questionable if it applies to chametz that you did not realize and you were continuously bailing on because you sold it and you're proving bailing on. It's very, very questionable. Rabbi Yashiv says very strongly that if you know a fry person that does a het mechira and then he runs his store, can't use that chametz. He says, "I'm not." He's running his store. Rav Moshe says, "No, maybe he's just a guy. If he's taking it, it's not a clear thing." Even Rav Moshe is talking when there's a chash. But let's say you know a guy did it. You know it's a fry guy who doesn't keep Pesach, and he doesn't want that people should not use him after Pesach. So he signs a het mechira. He does nothing different than always. He has chametz and he has chametz on Pesach and he eats chametz on Pesach and he sells chametz on Pesach, but he signed het mechira. Rabbi Yashiv writes, no shaila. There's no het mechira. He's proving bailus on the thing. He's keeping the money and the whole thing is over. A person who sells on Amazon and he realized on Pesach that he's been selling on Amazon, that money is very, very questionable if you should take it. There might be a chash min ha'tayr if you should take that money. The problem is you really sometimes can't control the flow of the money. Once he takes the money, then there's a sort to be makel. He could use the money, but the question is, how do you not take money? Right? How do you not take money? There's a wire coming every 2 weeks from Amazon. There's really no way to stop that. So
to filter out that money.
Exactly. Filter out any money. I don't know how you'd stop it. I mean, I guess you can close the bank account. But how it fits with that money? I'm assuming if you have das not to be kind of the money, then the money in the bank account is not your money. And that money should be discarded of. That in the meaning, it shouldn't be used by you. It should be given to someone else. That no tevus ana. That you don't have a tevus ana. If you have a tevus ana, then you're benefiting. But if you give it anonymously to poor people, where you're not getting a tevus ana, I'm assuming something like that should be done, because a person cannot sell chametz. You should just know. We discussed a little of this case. A person has an office. He sells the building and the rishos, and he sells the vending machine because it was chametz. Practically speaking, he's getting the money in the machine. Right? Practically speaking, where does the money go after Pesach? It's his money. Should he take that money? Possibly he shouldn't take that money. He shouldn't take that money because that's, even the Yotami technically is money of, it's chametz of a Gentile. A Yid doesn't benefit from chametz of a Gentile either. So, which is important to point out. You could have chametz of a Gentile in your reshus, but you can't benefit from chametz of a Gentile. That money that's sitting in your vending machine is the same type of shayla. A person should have das. I don't want to be kind of that money that's in lieu of the chametz. I don't have anything to do with that, and that money should be somehow discarded. A person should not accept any money that he received for chametz. There's a long shayla, a long mishabura and tough mem gimel. If you took the money, could you use it? Could you not use it? And that's a good shaila. But l'chadchila, a person cannot take the money, and it's a chashash d'iraisa.
And he should, to wrap it up, he should make a cheshbon of what that money is, so he should know what he has to.
Yeah, well, money's fungible. There's no specific money. There's an amount.
Right.
that amount, there should be an amount that I'm not being kind of, and should be discarded of.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beishavad.org.